Hi everyone, it's me, Joel Garcia, here with a mini podcast for this week because of my recuperation from my cold, and I'm here to talk about Madam Web. For those unaware, Madam Web is the latest film in Sony's so-called extended universe of Spider-Man films. Or as they apparently call it, Sony's Spider-Man Universe. Which consists so far of Venom, Venom 2, Morbius, and, well, this film. Madam Web centers around the story of Cassandra Web, a character who somehow has the ability to see the future. At the same time, there's also this other mysterious character named Ezekiel who has this recurring nightmare of three spider women all coming to kill him once and for all, and he makes it his lifelong mission to find out who they are and kill them before they kill him. And let's just say, their paths are about to cross into each other, as well as the three mysterious spider women. Now there's a lot I could say about this film, but I feel like I need to first set things up. This is not part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. At all. This film is just the end result of Sony trying to take advantage of what little rights they have to Spider-Man without relying on the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Because, believe it or not, despite the fact that Spider-Man is a proud member of the MCU, Sony still has the rights to his characters. Under that old agreement that allowed him to make the original Spider-Man trilogy and The Amazing Spider-Man. Because their contract only stated they need to keep making Spider-Man movies in order to keep the rights. So when it comes to Sony Spider-Man films, they're essentially stories that don't necessarily have to take place in the MCU. At the same time, Sony really wants to have it attached to the universe in some form or another. The first Venom film did a good job of making its own thing and not being attached to any Spider-Man character in particular. So you could watch the first Venom film and not need to see the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Which is unfortunately an issue for the other films. Venom 2 ends with the character being sent to the universe, while Morbius ends with a character from said universe being flung into Morbius' world. Now the good news, and I have to emphasize good, is that Madam Web is in no way attached to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. You don't need to have seen the Marvels or any of the past 30 films or shows to understand the film. Even better, you don't need to know who the hell Spider-Man is in this film. It's that detached! In a film called Madam Web! They reference Spider-Man indirectly, of course, but you don't need to know who the hell he is! Because if you do, you'll be fucking annoyed every time they reference him. To the point where you just want the film to shut up. Now, I just want to point out the film's very few positives. Dakota Johnson is sadly wasted in a film that really deserves better. She is admittedly the best actor in the entire film. She's trying to play off this character as someone who is worried, clueless, and innocent, but she's given the worst material possible. I would have loved to see Dakota Johnson in a better film, and having never seen 50 Shades of Grey, I can only assume that she's marginally better in that film. Otherwise, that is about it for positives. Everything else about this film is awful. There is honestly a lot of problems with this film, from its setting, the use of Spider-Man characters who aren't Peter Parker, to even the use of superheroes. Now, you might have seen all the marketing for this film show, oh, we'll see three heroes decked out in all their spider attire. Yeah, that's not happening. At all. All those visuals of the characters decked out in the spider costumes with the arms and the black suit. That is all in flash forwards. In the film's present time frame, at no point will you ever see a character decked out in a superhero costume, with the sole exception of the bad guy, who for some reason wears a Spider-Man costume, even though the film is set in a time in which Peter Parker is a fetus. It's one of the things that really bugged me about the film, because I've looked up the character who's the bad guy in this film, and there's just so many problems with the way it's presented. And one of them was the bad guy itself, who is named Ezekiel Sims. And from what I looked up, he is a legitimate bad guy from the comics. And frankly, he's a really stupid bad guy in the comics, because when I was watching the film, I was wondering, why the hell is he barefoot in New York City? And like, oh, he's rich and all that stuff, and yet he can't afford a pair of fucking shoes! Now, there is a good reason as to why he doesn't wear shoes in the film, but that's because it's not explained at all, because in the comics, he apparently can only use his spider powers when he's barefoot. Yet the film contradicts this by having him wear shoes in his not Spider-Man costume. Now, that is the least of the film's concerns, and there is a lot I could bring up, but I'll just limit it to my bigger gripes with the film. The film is explicitly set in the year 2003, so naturally, there's a lot that it tries to reference from 2003. At one point, we see a giant poster for Beyoncé's Dangerously in Love, which did come out in 2003. The film also visually features a lot of designs from that year, especially when it comes to showing off brand recognition from Pepsi and Budweiser. Since there's a scene in which the characters are drinking Pepsi and Bud Light, and it uses the right logo from that era. So you have the Pepsi branding, the slanted Mountain Dew logo, and even the chrome Bud Light branding they had for a while that decade. And then we have someone who is playing on a PlayStation Portable in 2003. Now I'm going to assume that a lot of people don't know what I'm talking about, so I'll just quickly explain. The PlayStation Portable, also known as the PSP, was Sony's attempt to compete with Nintendo's popular DS. Long story short, despite several revamps, it failed miserably. As to why its presence is a problem in Madam Web, again, the film is set explicitly in the year 2003 in New York City, but the PlayStation Portable did not come to the United States until 2005, 2 years later. Now, it'll be one thing if, say, this was just your usual, oh, the filmmakers don't know what year or don't know what video game console. It happens. I've seen TV shows that at one point called the Nintendo DS a Game Boy. The reason why it's a little awkward for this film, the PlayStation Portable and Madam Web were both produced by Sony. For a company that really loves to acknowledge their own products, they really didn't know what year their own stupid console came out. The only way it could get more ridiculous was if you had a film that was explicitly set in 2013, and we see someone playing with a Nintendo Switch. Now, there are other things to bring up about this film, and I will happily point them out. The characters are not interesting. Even the ones you would think we'd care about are just not that interesting. The three Spider-Women are not technically Spider-Women in this film. They're just three random teenagers that get caught up in the whole ordeal. I barely remember their names, and it's frankly not even a big deal. You know what's even worse? They're not even given their superhero identities. So if you were trying to guess, oh, which spider character is this person, you're not going to get that. Like, I vaguely got the idea they were trying to reference something like, say, Spider-Woman, who is a separate character from Spider-Man, and maybe Spider-Man 2099, the bad guy from the Spider-Verse films, but the film doesn't bother with that. Just, it doesn't tell you about this. When it comes to referencing Spider-Man, it does it unabashedly. I honestly feel perfectly open just telling you all of these spoilers, because you should not see this film at all. Just don't. The first one that really bothered me? At one point in the film, we see Cassandra working as a paramedic in New York. Her partner? Ben Parker. As in, uncle, with great power comes great responsibility, Ben. And I have nothing against Adam Scott, but he's just wasted in this film as Ben Parker. He doesn't do anything that screams Uncle Ben, because in the film, he's just some guy with a beard. He doesn't even look like a Ben Parker. He just looks like some guy. Another reference in the film? Mary Parker, aka Spider-Man's mom. And this is sadly one of the few times the characters ever appeared in the films, because her only other appearances? In the Amazing Spider-Man films, where we see how she lived before she, well, you know, died. It's really sad how a character that really should be a big deal to Spider-Man has only showed up in films where she's not. Oh, and another wasted actor in these films because Emma Roberts plays Mary Parker. Don't remember Emma Roberts? Well, for starters, Julia Roberts is her aunt, her dad is Eric Roberts, and she's starred in pretty much a lot of films that you probably never heard of. An American Horror Story. And she's just wasted in this film. Almost like she came here to get a paycheck and that's it. And then there's the fact in which they don't want to acknowledge that her baby is Spider-Man. Because at one point they have this really supposedly funny scene in which they're trying to guess the name of the baby. And before she says Peter, a balloon pops. The only other thing I will bring up about the film that really bothered me was the product placement. Now, as I said, there is some references to Bud Light and Pepsi. At first, the film presents them as pretty normal. At one point, Cassandra's given a can of Pepsi with the right logo. Where it fails is with the climax, which takes place predominantly on the signage of Pepsi Cola, the old 1920s whatever Pepsi Cola branding, right down to the Pepsi bottle having the same design from the 80s. It was a frankly dumb moment, which only gets dumber because, believe it or not, the S in the Pepsi Cola logo plays a major role in the film. And it's actually hinted at early on. Seriously. The sad part is that this is not the first time I've seen a film in which product placement plays a major role in the narrative. I'm just reminded of 2017's Power Rangers, the failed dramatic reboot of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. The film's MacGuffin is placed in a secret area of Angel Grove, and when the bad guy, Rita Repulsa, comes to ask the Rangers where's the item, the characters have to straight up admit, oh, we place it in a Krispy Kreme. So we have this bizarre moment in which Rita Repulsa is going, Krispy Kreme! That's seriously where the climax is set. The bad guy intentionally goes to Krispy Kreme, and they keep saying it, to the point where you're just thinking, are you trying to sell me the donuts or this movie? Because in both cases, it's not working. And the same can be said about Madam Web, in which you want me to take this film seriously, and yet you keep showing me the Pepsi logo. What I'm trying to say is that whenever a film has a big, major, dramatic moment, they don't tend to emphasize the product placement. The Batman didn't have a major final showdown between Batman and the Riddler in the middle of a Little Caesars. And before I get to my next point, I want to point this irony out. I saw this film at AMC, which only serves Coca-Cola. As for the film's ending, it is the least inconsequential thing about it, yet at the same time, ends on a note in which it doesn't know what to do with these characters. They tease the idea of more films, but at the same time, you don't know where they want to take these films. Is it that these films will eventually be set in the MCU? Because the only implication I got from the ending is that, oh, this is set in the MCU, but when the Spider-Man that will grow up to be played by Tom Holland was just a baby. Otherwise, it just ends. And I do mean that seriously, it just ends. It ends on like, oh, we're all gonna be together and that's it. This film has no post-credit scene. Not even like in the middle of the credits. It just stops. In general, Madame Web is a terrible film. It answers the question, what is the worst Spider-Man film ever made? Say what you will about Spider-Man 3, Venom Let There Be Carnage, Morbius, or even The Amazing Spider-Man 2. All four of those films are far better than this crap. If you're someone who is legitimately curious to see what Madame Web is all about, I would highly recommend waiting for this film to come out on streaming. It's not worth your money. You're better off saving the $30 you spent at the movie theater to watch something else. Alternatively, I'd also recommend waiting for the film to come out to your local thrift store, where presumably the disc would make an excellent coaster. Madame Web is rated PG-13 and now in theaters. That is all the time we have for today's mini podcast. I'll be back next week with a full-fledged episode with three topics as per usual. If you would like to know when the next episode comes out, remember to follow or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite stream provider. You can also follow me on social media at Instagram, Threads, and Twitter/X at MrJoelGarcia9, as well as at MrJoelGarcia on TikTok. Until next time, thank you for listening.